The Daily Dribble. And welcome back to the Daily Dribble podcast, guys. As always, I'm your host, Nick Zammit. We're back for another action-packed episode on the road to the playoffs now. I've said it time in and time out over the course of the last couple of weeks, but it is coming around extremely quickly. And as a basketball fan, as a content creator, these are the games we look forward to most. So I'm very up and about for what's to play out over the next couple of weeks and then delving into knockout basketball. It's going to be a massive couple of months, so I am chomping at the bit to say the least. Guys, before we get into today's show, just want to give a quick shout out to Stadium Scene and The Cover, both those two networks doing tremendous things for me and a whole host of other sporting and entertainment content creators in and around Australia, New Zealand, the US and Canada. So very, very appreciative of all their continued hard work and support of me over here at The Daily Dribble. And likewise to all you guys out there, continuing to stay up to date with all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and TikTok for all the latest news from across the NBA and the NBL. Very, very much appreciated there. Had a fantastic time away last week. I mentioned on last week's show, I recorded it a couple of days early. Got over to Melbourne for a few days to watch a few AFL games. Got to see the Jack Jumpers against Melbourne United in game one of the NBL finals as well. So fantastic to hit the reset button for a couple of days and come back feeling refreshed now. Plan for today's show, guys, going to get into some very quick odds and ends and then going to do a bit of a two-part series on, I'm going to call it glass half full. Now, I'm going to give a positive comment about all the teams outside the plane. So five teams each conference. Today, do the East. Next week, the West. And just say, you know, at the moment for most of these teams, it's a pretty dour situation. Looking down the barrel of their season ending in, you know, 10 to 15 games or so, prospects aren't looking great. But I thought I would just try and delve into one positive comment about each of these respective teams. So looking forward to getting into that momentarily. As I said, though, before we do so, some very quick odds and ends. So let's start with that first and foremost. Firstly, with the news that the Lakers, Christian Wood, Jared Vanderbilt, and Gabe Vincent will all miss the remainder of the 2023-2024 regular season there, there is hope that all three could return for the playoffs. Now, I think for the Lakers, as a Lakers fan, for them to make a genuine run at it and try and turn some heads, they certainly need these guys back. At the moment, their depth is very ordinary, especially to compete with some of these heavy hitters in the West. Getting these guys back is an absolute must. What we've seen, especially from Vanderbilt, both ends of the floor, more so on the defensive end, has been money. I certainly need Christian Wood as that backup center. I think he offers a lot more than Jackson Hayes does. And likewise, the shooting of Gabe Vincent is certainly something that is needed within this roster. They tend to go through highs and lows, D-Lo shooting the ball well and not shooting it well. Some of our other shooters as well, a little hit and miss. But bringing Vincent in, it'll just add a little bit more of an avenue from the three-point range. So hopefully see all three of those back. As I said, I think it's pivotal if they're to make a deep run. You know, given their lowly position at the moment, I'm still holding on to hope that the Lakers could make a deep run. But as I said, having these guys back will be crucial within that. The NBA is working with DraftKings and FanDuel to integrate live betting into the NBA League Pass app. Now, the idea behind it, fans will now be able to place point spreads, over-under, and money-line bets directly through these game streams. Fantastic if you're into punting. Also, very, very dangerous if you're like myself who used to love a punt. Have tried to steer away from it now. It's easier said than done to steer away when it's looking you right in the eye every time you watch a game. But I think as well, it could actually detract from the enjoyment in games. I know for myself, when I was punting red hot, you know, I didn't care about the actual sport. I just cared about the result and the actual money involved. I think that could be quite the case with a lot of people should they go this route with it. Nobody's going to care about, you know, the highlight plays of Anthony Edwards and the behind-the-back passes of LeBron James and Nikola Jokic. Only caring about how many points are scored. So I think they should tread with caution here. They still want to, you know, there's still other avenues to bet if you so want to do so. But I think keeping the League Pass app as it is without betting would be a positive move. So we'll see how that one plays out. It's currently in talks at the moment. It's looking like discussions are moving ahead pretty quickly there. If it should go ahead, you'd anticipate for next season. But yeah, I think tread with caution there, just from a viewership perspective. I think, yeah, it could certainly detract from a lot of these games there. We'd love to know what you guys think about it. If you are a punter or not, do you think this would be a bit of a detriment to the app, or do you think it would enhance what they're currently offering? Would love to hear from you guys. Pistons rookie Asar Thompson will miss the remainder of the season after being treated for a blood clot. Now, he's been probably one of the unsung heroes in this year's rookie class, averaging 9 points, 6.5 rebounds, 2 assists per game, to go with adding a block and a steal there as well. He's certainly going to be a big part of their future moving forward, so looking forward to seeing him back for the start of next season and building upon the foundation steps that he's put in place this season. He's been very impressive there, so hopefully a speedy recovery and all goes smoothly there for Asar. Guys, let's push ahead. The Daily Dribble. As I said only a couple of moments ago, I'm going to call this glass half full. Today's part one of a two-part series, giving compliments, a positive comment about all the teams outside the play-in tournament. At this stage, across both conferences, it looks as if the 5 respective teams in each conference are pretty well set. You can't see any of them moving up, really, so a good opportunity to showcase some of these teams. As I said, we'll do the East today, rattle over to the West the week after. By the conclusion of that two-week period, it'll be time to turn our attention to the postseason and the matchups that are set to play out there, as most teams will only have a handful of games to go. I do apologise for that little pause. A little sneeze got me there, so had to just mute the mic. I can't imagine you'd like to hear that coming through your ears. Let's start firstly with the Wizards in the 15th seed at the moment. My positive comment to them is that Denny Advia has had a much better year. Now, to be honest, I thought he was a candidate for a trip to China at one point there last season, hanging out on the Shanghai Sharks. He looked not like an NBA player. That might have been a little bit premature on my end. I'm more than happy to put my hand up and say I mucked up there. But he just didn't look good enough for the league at the time. Last season, he averaged 9 points, 6.5 rebounds, a tick under 3 assists, and went at 29.7% from the three-point line. Pretty average for a guy who's, you know, been in the league long enough that he should be showing a bit more than that, especially with the opportunities presented on this lowly Wizards team. But this season, he's up to 14 points, 7 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and he's shooting at just under 39% from three, which is fantastic. Really does show the power of perseverance. And this output, I think, has coincided with him starting every game this season. He's now established himself as one of, if not probably their most important part of their rebuild. You look at Jordan Poole, there's talk he's going to be on the move. Kyle Kuzma, again, another name rumored to potentially be on the move. Advia sounds like the one guy who's, you know, pretty content to stick there and build something out of it. So I think, yeah, certainly a really, if you're going to shine one positive light on the Wizards this season, it would be Denny Advia's production. And yeah, he looks like a ready NBA player now. So a big step forward there for him. Going ahead to the Pistons at the number 14 seed, I've got consistent coaching as their positive. Now, I'm going to be honest, some of these were easier than others, some a little bit more difficult. For the Pistons, having consistent coaching, Monty Williams came over to Detroit from the Phoenix Suns. He signed a 6-year, $78.5 million deal last offseason. That's a hell of a contract. Now, I just hope with that backing, with that, I guess, opportunity to have time to flourish and build into things, he's able to nurture this team. Despite their win-loss record this season, I don't think they've been horrendous, especially throughout the first probably third of the season. They've really struggled with closing out close games, much to their detriment there. I like that they've certainly established some key pieces that will be part of their future moving forward, looking at Cunningham, Jalen Duren, Asar Thompson. They've got a lot of young talent there to build around, but Williams just needs time to nurture it. And with a contract such as his, as long as it is, he's going to get that time. I think remaining there, if it's a more slow, calculated build, if the organization gives him time to make it a slower, gradual rebuild as opposed to let's make the playoffs straight away, it's certainly going to benefit the team. As I said, I think Cunningham's a star. He just needs a couple of running mates to go with him. I think certainly having another year under the belt for some of these young players will certainly help that. So consistent coaching is my key point there for the Detroit Pistons. Number 13, the Hornets. My positive comment for them is that out of these bottom five teams, they still probably arguably have the best player amongst them. When LaMelo Ball is healthy, he is a superstar. Yet staying healthy is the big, big key there within that. Very similar to Lonzo, staying on the court has been a problem so far. After playing just 36 games last season, he's played just 22 this season after struggling a lot with a right ankle injury. Now, yet when he's played, he has been lights out, averaging 24 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists and 2 steals per game. If he can stay healthy, I genuinely believe he has all the tools to become an MVP of the league. Yet, again, staying on the court is key. He's certainly the piece that the Hornets want to build around. They just need him on the court to start next season. So fingers crossed there. As I said, they've got the best player to work with out of these bottom five teams. Get him on the court. Get him a couple of running mates. They've done a bit of work there, acquiring some other players in Seth Curry, Grant Williams, names of the alike there. But you need your superstar. So here's hoping we get to see a fully fit and healthy LaMelo Ball for next season. Number 12, the Toronto Raptors. My positive comment for them is that they have now clearly defined the number one guy that they're building around. Now, for some people, depending who you ask, this might have been already somewhat clearly defined, yet I think it was somewhat murky. Whilst OG was there, and to a bigger extent, Pascal Siakam, it was never truly Scotty Barnes' team. It is now unequivocally his, though. He's out currently injured with a hand injury, but he's averaged 20 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 1.5 blocks per game in his only his third season. He's the future of this franchise, and he's undoubtedly the guy that they want to build this team around. Again, another team, I think it's going to be a somewhat slower rebuild to get back to postseason basketball, just with where they're at the minute, the way the East is, you know, currently trending. All the teams are getting better. The Raptors are not, but now that they've got their number one guy, they can build the rest of the roster around him. So I think, again, it's a real positive. I think they waited probably 12 to 18 months too long to pull the trigger on offloading OG, offloading Siakam. If you're a long-time listener of the show, you know how much I've banged on about that. They should have got rid of these guys when their value was the highest. They got peanuts compared to what they could have got for both players. But at least they've embraced that direction now. So we can move on, look forward, and look forward to a Raptors with Scotty Barnes at the helm there. To number 11, guys, the Brooklyn Nets. My positive comment for them is that people are actually rooting for them again. Now, when they went balls in getting KD, Harden and Kyrie, they pissed a lot of people off just with the thought that they were looking to essentially buy a title. That, you know, it kind of pissed fans off even more when that didn't eventuate and they couldn't even get these three on court together, really. So they went from one of the most loved teams in the league just with their grit and grind mentality to one of the most hated. They've had to strip it back down again. They've reestablished themselves with a team of players who aren't out-and-out superstars, but who will play hard every single night. Look at Bridges, Cam Johnson, Cam Thomas. They are all guys that won't die wondering. They are more than happy to shoot the ball. And for every bad night that they have, there's a night that they're going to go out and cook and just be must-watch TV. Now, I think they'll certainly, and are currently doing so, endearing themselves to fans. And if they can just find a greater level of consistency in the off-season, they're not going to be an easy beat come next season. Like with the players, again, they're not superstar players, but just really competent role players who are going to go out. Like they, as I said, they're going to compete every single night, and that's going to jag them a lot of wins. It's going to endear themselves to fans. They're going to get people back on side and make the Barclays Center a place that people want to go once again. So I think this is really positive. As I said, once you went balls in, didn't work out, you've had to strip it down to the ground, and they are currently back on the upwards trajectory. People want to see this team do well just because they are. They're just a bunch of dogs. And I love it. I love watching them. Again, they're not an easy beat on any given night. And again, if they can get everyone fit and healthy, Ben Simmons included within that next season, I see they'll be sniffing around that playing periphery again, once again, I believe. So there you go, guys. Their recaps very quickly. A comment about each of the bottom five teams within the Eastern Conference, something that if you're a fan of these teams, something that you can hang your hat on going into the offseason. By no stretch of the imagination are any of these teams in a fantastic position, but there are positives within each of them. So it was nice just to shine a bit of a light on them this week. Next week, I'll transition over to the Western Conference. Certainly looking forward to doing that. Guys, as always, continue to let me know what you thought of, you know, my suggestions here, where I went right, where I went wrong. We'd love to hear from you guys what you think these teams are doing well. Some of them you might struggle with, but nevertheless, would love to hear what you guys think. So hit me up on the socials, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Would love to speak to you all then. Till next week, guys, have a fantastic week. Enjoy everything that the NBA has to offer across the last couple of weeks of the regular season, as well as the NBL Finals. Currently, the Jack Jumpers wrapped it up one apiece last night, heading back to Game 3 in Melbourne. This episode will drop Sunday, so it'll be on Sunday. But very exciting times to be a Tasmanian. Certainly hope the Jack Jumpers can clinch their first title there. I'll be sure to let you know how that's all playing out next week. Till then, though, guys, have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.